test 72, section 2, question 4. Here we're just looking for the conclusion drawn in the argument, and typically it's either going to be the first sentence or a response to it. It's not always the case, but usually. And what we get is electric stovetop burners would cause fewer fires if their highest temperatures were 350, which provides more than enough heat for efficient cooking. So basically, less fires if you cap it out at 350. Then it says the lowest temperatures at which cooking oil and most common fibers ignite is 387, which is obviously above 350, and electric burners on high go well over 700, so they get really hot. So pretty much in this case, the conclusion is the first sentence, that they'd cause fewer fires if they were limited, and that's because stuff catches fire above that point, so you'd have fewer fires if you were below it. So, A, electric stovetop burners would cause fewer fires if their highest were limited to 350. That's exactly what we said. I would take this and go, but let's look at the others. A maximum temperature of 350 provides more than enough heat for efficient cooking. That's really the really kind of a side note. It's saying that it would work okay for the burners to have that, but it isn't really the conclusion. The lowest ignition temperature for cooking oil is 387. That's evidence. Electric burners go above 700. Again, that's evidence. Electric stovetop burners cause fires because they go well above 700 when set on high. That's not the conclusion. The conclusion is that they would give less fires if they were limited to 350. So A is definitely the best answer.